The Hideous Creature Show.
This gore type of blood and bullets and, you know, death and being crushed and your brains coming at the ear and that skull with the dagger through and the snot. And the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that death, gore, dismemberment, whole type of go-for-it type of thing. I mean, that's, after all, that is what skateboarding is all about.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Friday, February 18th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 83, not to be confused with episode 81. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you.
Give it to me.
Do you realize that last week we called episode 82, 81 through the whole fucking thing?
Yep, we did.
Note to self, write the fucking right episode down, you dumbass.
We're underachievers.
That goes without saying.
It's like the mystery episode.
It's like, what did they just say? Were they really fucking that up the whole time?
People are like, oh, I've heard this one already.
I don't think that our listeners understand the pressure we're under.
That's hard.
It is really hard,
to do a fake radio show.
To do it once a week.
It's really difficult.
I can't believe that people actually do a radio show once a day and they do it for like 4 hours.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Gluttons.
They're gluttons. They just like to hear their own voices.
They do.
More than we do. Jesus, Patrick.
They actually get paid, though.
Yeah. That is very, very true. Jenny is not going to be with us this week. She is on assignment in Sicktown.
We miss you, girl.
Yeah, we miss you. I hope you're getting better. I didn't actually talk to her all week. We corresponded through text messages, which is kudos to me, right? I don't think actually I wrote back, so not kudos.
You did. I saw you just sitting there going, tick,
tick, tick.
How the hell do you do an L? Like, you have to hit that button 3 times.
I know. Well, I still have a flip phone on the phone that has, like, real... it's a real phone. My other one's a hack, like an iPhone. But I don't ever text on that thing. And I hate texting with my phone because if I want to use the same letter that's on the same number key, I have to wait, and I hate waiting.
You're not a patient person.
Especially when it comes to trying to talk. Trying to convey a message. Fucking can't stand it. Do you feel the same way? No, you don't, because you have a super phone.
No, when I did have it, I got pretty good because I hated it so much. But now I don't have a super phone. I just have a phone with a little weird swivelly keyboard.
Did you make yours, you know, like how you can have it predict what you're saying?
On my flip phone?
You know, for instance, if you're gonna spell leprechaun, because it spells leprechaun instead of...
Right.
Hepatitis or something stupid.
But every
like
time
that.
I have to write, like, oh, my pen is dying right now, it always is like, penis?
Penis is dying.
Right. My penis dying.
Rest in peace,
that's
penis.
That's my band when I was in 11th grade. My penis dying.
You have a little thing that just plays taps for your poor dead wiener?
It hasn't gotten up since the Carter administration.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, though.
I was like 4 years old. I was like 3 years old, and I was like, what's this? I woke up with morning wood, and I was like, whoa. That was the last time I smacked that thing into righteousness.
Also, the last time you probably used a Polaroid. Look at that.
I actually had to take two because I was so well endowed.
Mm.
I had to go,
yes.
And put them together.
There's a... Never mind. We'll talk about it later. Can I complain about something real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of cell phones, I'm driving downtown the other day. You know, I'm at work doing my shit. And some woman walks between two parked cars, and she's texting, and she doesn't even fucking think about that she's walking into a street that there's where cars live.
She just kept going?
And she just walked right in front of me, just dumb as a fuck. She's a phone zombie. I'm taking that term. She's a fucking phone zombie. What the fuck, bitch? Keep check on yourself.
Did you have to slam on the brakes? You hit the horn?
No, well, I don't...
Did she notice you?
Well, yeah, eventually, because I'm in a fucking huge, you know, truck. Bam. And I'm like, and I stop, and she kind of looks up, and she goes, wah, wah.
Oh, she didn't give you the stink eye, but she's like, my fault.
My bad.
It would have been really funny with blood pouring out of her ears. Your fault.
But at the same time, I'm thinking, I would be crushed, no pun intended, if I hit somebody that was texting on their cell phone. Right?
Yeah, you would
have
be.
You noticed people like...
Well, if you
like,
hit anyone on your phone, even if they were drunk and like lighting off fireworks, you'd feel guilty.
Well, I've just noticed more and more people walking around like fucking phone zombies, just out in public, walking around while also looking like a fucking douchebag, talking, texting on your fucking phone, but let alone walking into traffic. Fuck off.
This is why people need to smoke, because going to smoke, that's when you text.
No, I think that's why we need to have an extra little bit tacked on to our insurance that just lets us hit idiots. If I was rich, I would be mowing these motherfuckers down. No,
that's
I'm
how
joking.
You get rich.
I couldn't hit
you.
Anybody.
Just mow people down. They're like, hey, I'm suing you because of all the, like, I feel guilty about hitting you, and that's causing me so much bereavement. You have to settle now. I'm sure someone's tried to do that.
Well, what I would like to do maybe is to, you know, the front bumper of the car is to have it so when there's an impact, to have it that, you know, the sound when Mario gets a coin?
Bling. Yep.
Just like, bling. Dead.
And what happens when you get bling, when you bling, get 100 bling, coins? Bling, bling.
The government buys me a new car. I don't know.
That's great.
Or you know what? They get me a cell phone.
They get you a cell phone.
Something that I can fucking text on.
Well, you know, one day they're going to have those. They always have those, like, non-hand cell phones. They're going to have ones where you're, like, you're going to just, like, look. You're going to be in your little Bluetooth. Those little fucking superheroes in the supermarket are going to be like, LOL, love that. And it's going to text it to their wife.
See, that would be horrible. But you know what, Patrick? It's a cell phone. Fucking call somebody. You don't have to be looking down and moving from point A to point B like a fucking idiot in the middle of traffic.
No, you
what
don't.
Are you, Amy Winehouse all of a sudden? Fucking A. I hate that shit.
She's
it drives
really,
me crazy.
I saw a picture of Amy Winehouse today. She's not very attractive.
No, well, that's what drugs do, Patrick. They make you very unattractive.
I think she was probably really typical prior to the drugs.
No, I think she was kind of hot.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you think about, like, somebody that actually is an artist and they do stuff, it makes them more attractive until the drugs kick in. And then all of a sudden you're in the fucking middle of a highway.
There's always that time.
Trying to get money for a fucking toll booth.
When a girl starts doing heroin, though, that, like, she has, like, a little window where she's, like, super hot. Like, super hot prior to the heroin and super hot after.
Well, you know what I think that is? It's the Johnny Thunder syndrome.
What's that?
The Johnny Thunder syndrome is that you're talented and you have awesome hair, but eventually dope won't let you do both of those. So, A, one, you start to suck at doing whatever you're doing, and B, two, you can't keep your hair up, so you fucking look disheveled or
right.
Like a fucking Seattle rocker in the 90s.
Oh, is that what's going on with those people?
I don't know. I just came out of my fucking mouth. A. Am I wrong, though?
About people walking in the street? No.
No, well, walking anywhere, and looking at their cell phones, not...
Sometimes. Have you ever texted walking down the street on the sidewalk? I have.
I can't text, Patrick!
But I do the thing. I go, tick, look up. Tick, look up. It's like the longest fucking text message in the world. It takes me like 10 minutes to say, okay. Because I'm like...
You know what you should do is just stop. And say what you're saying and then move on.
I'm sure. But I try to multitask, but I don't go walk out into traffic.
It's going
to
get you killed.
It will get me killed by you.
Ding! Ding! What's it? It's me, Mario. Ding! 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 Another fucking dead asshole. Anyway, some of the things we're going to get to on the show, we have our topic of the week. We have the winner for last week, episode 83's Douchebag of the Week. We have a whole new slew of douchebags for you, and we have a movie Madness, which Jenny's not here, and good old SF Dave has sent us a bunch of wave files or MP3 files, and we've kind of stored them up a little bit. I think there's like, what, three or four?
There's like three or four more, yeah.
And we've kind of saved them up for when Jenny's not here, right, so that we can play.
Yeah, so we don't have to do it.
I like that.
Okay.
So why don't we do one of those movie madnesses?
I was hoping you'd give me a bath. I'm very, very dirty.
I've seen this movie. I don't know what it is, but I've seen it.
I have no idea what it is.
I'm gonna hear it again.
I was hoping you'd give me a bath. I'm very, very dirty.
What the fuck?
Do you want another one?
I do.
Can
I
have another one? Two.
My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge, and at least once a day retiring to the men's room so I can jerk off while I fantasize about a life that doesn't so closely resemble hell.
Is that me?
I think that's a lot of people.
Because I think I say that all the time in my head. That's basically my inner monologue. Hey, anyway, for anybody who doesn't know or maybe a first-time listener, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie, but today it's not. It's a listener, SF Dave. Thank you, SF Dave.
Thank you very much.
Chooses a movie, and we play movie clips throughout the show, and Patrick and I are going to try and guess what the movie is. And you, as a listener, can also play along. I was wondering, Patrick, if we could get another one of those.
Yeah, let's cut to the chase, okay? What are you guys selling?
I know it.
You know it?
I know it. I'm pretty sure I know it.
I can't even identify who the actors are. Johnny, do you know who the actors are? Johnny Fucker's sitting in the studio today.
I thought it was Johnny Thunder. He has bad hair.
No idea.
I'm going to play that one. I got nothing. I'm going to play that one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, let's cut to the chase, okay? What are you guys selling?
I've seen this movie so many times, so. Yeah.
Interesting. We have sound clips, but we'll talk about that on a different time. Why don't we jump into this week's topic of the week for episode 83 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Today on episode 83 of the Hideous Creature Show, our topic of the week is Juninar's peacock prowess.
Prowess. I like that.
We're
you
on
said
the prowl.
Prowess. No,
prowess.
You know what prowess is. I almost said prowess. You know what our prowess is, Patrick.
It's our prowess. It rhymes with brownness.
Our sexual appeal.
Our sexual flaunting. Like we're alpha males. We're here on the show today, sans Jenny, and give me that sounder right there. we're here on the show, and we have certain times that we just need to show the ladies what we got and why they should be going home with us. So we decided on some. I decide on a song. You decide on a song of like what would be your I'm here for you, lady, and I'm a man for you.
Right, a song that would show a female our sexual prowess. Paralysis?
Prowess.
That comes later when we're trying to perform.
Exactly. Wow, that's going to be a hard time. So I chose a little tidbit.
Okay, so what I was thinking about is not only the song, but maybe we tell a story of said event.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's pretty easy. This could work for me in a lot of different ways, but I think I'm in an ultimate frisbee tournament. And I have to hedge my bets. But I'm there. There's the people with the fucking dipsticks, you know? Like, they're like, they got those.
Dipsticks?
They got
the
like
hippie sticks.
The hippie sticks, yeah. We call them dipsticks.
Works.
Or that one dude who's on a balancing board. There's that. And he's trying to juggle.
He's in the 1800s, like a French parade or something like that.
But there's that girl. Her name is Lisa. and she has like kind of the half dreads. And then I see her and I'm just like, hey, you're the best bet I got for tonight. And this is when I'm going to start playing. I'm just going to look at her and be like, got it.
It's the time of the season.
What are you wearing? He's dancing for us right now, too. He's doing the hip shake. Okay, so what happens?
I think that like five people come out of the woods with like a Georgia, like a huge Georgia O'Keeffe print. I'm not trying to go for subtlety here. I'm aiming my arrow and I'm hitting bullseye.
Well, also, I don't see that you're trying anything. It's just it's the alignment of all the planets. Everything's going cool, and you see
my
her,
moon's in retrograde, motherfucker.
And you're ready to make your move.
Oh,
so
I
do. How do you actually do it, though?
Well, I come up to her. I give her some tasty little nugs. Like, I put it in her little bubbler. And then I lure
her bubbler? Wait, her bubbler? I'm
her
sorry
bubbler.
To cut you off. Are you talking
her
about
bubbler.
Are you actually talking about a bong?
No, I'm talking about a water pipe, not a bong, but like just kind of one of those huge Sherlock Holmes things with like a carb and a water chamber. A bubbler. It's not a bong, it's a bubbler.
I'm so out of it.
It's stained glass. This is when I'm like, come hither into the woods where we can dance with the pipes of Pan. I like the smell of Nong Choppa on my dick the next morning. It truly is an ancient lube.
So are tears, Patrick. So are tears. And I'm crying right now.
The essence of jasmine, huh? Keeps things straight and solid.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Patrick. Has he been on tour?
Okay, so what else? I'm into this story. I need to know what happens.
Oh, God. See,
your nipples are out, right?
My nipples at this point are completely out.
Because I need... Oh, don't. Oh, Jesus.
They're hard already.
I've never seen less hair on
good.
Anything.
This is like she's reverse cowboy and her like the ends of her dreads are just like rubbing up against my stomach. I like the hippie chicks, especially if they look like gnomes.
So how does the evening end, Patrick?
We flag through her Henri Matisse art book, and we talk about what paintings we like and we don't like. And then I have to say that I really don't like Bob Marley, and then I leave, probably with a welt over my eye because
She hit you with some sort of hand drum.
She threw a djembe at me,
or some non chompa
over my eyebrow, and you know,
a fimo, one of her dreads is her quote unquote stinger.
So as I was leaving her house, I grabbed a tie dye and used that as a tourniquet over my head, and that's pretty much how my night ends. But I'm getting laid that night, Lisa. You're out there. I know you're out there.
Wow. I. Yours is way different than I thought it would be.
How about you, man? What is your prowess song?
Okay. Well, like the lion and the Serengeti, like the...
this is like a Toto song.
It totally is. Like the Peregrine Falcon, the sky. like the Mighty Pegasus. That lake that Perseus fucking grabbed him from.
That loincloth looks great on you, motherfucker.
Mine is like an old man bar. And this is how I would show my prowess. Is because
I fucked you up. I dated you.
You did. I think my prowess would only come out if I was like kind of whiskey drunk.
Yeah, because you've been drinking like Makers or Knob Creek or
no, I'm talking Old Crow.
Old Crow or Cutty Sark.
Yeah, the good stuff, you know.
The good stuff.
For rich dudes.
Stuff
like
that
me.
Makes you see everything blue.
Exactly.
Makes you lonely.
And I'm one-eyeing it. And I look across the bar and it's three people in the bar. Me, the bartender, and Rebecca. And I'm like, motherfucker, is it? Is it the moon? Is the stars aligned? But I feel love is in the air. Oh. And I look over at her, and I go over to the jukebox, and I put a diamond because it's an old man bar. I can plug it. And I put this tune on.
What do you play for your Capulet?
Now during this time, I'm kind of like move my hips, pointing at her.
Can you show me?
And every time it says,
I wish we had a video camera on that one.
Every time it says cherry bomb, I think it's like the funniest thing in the world to do a shimmy shimmy point guns like bang 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 bang. I'm shooting my guns like a cowboy. And then cherry bomb, and I point to my business. Cherry bomb, get it?
Is she drooling at this point?
No, she actually hates me right now. But that's the way I like to work. I like to have like some sort of. I like a barrier in a woman.
You like a challenge.
Thank you, Patrick.
You like that mountain you have to climb that is Rebecca.
Cherry bomb!
Does Rebecca have a lazy eye?
Yeah, and she has one arm, and she's got a clipper where her hand should be, you know, like...
to grab on.
And she's an ace at crossword puzzles. This girl is amazing! Which, I like the smart ones. Four-letter word for green creature in Dagobah? Yoda.
I think at this point in the song, she's already, like, thrown you out through the back door up against the dumpster, and she's giving you a little CJ with her little claw.
No, we've kind of, at this time, we've started to establish some sort of rapport, and now we're Betty's, and we're arm-in-arm, and we're playing Guns N' Roses pinball. And then we go home and we have the sloppiest, drooliest, awful sex ever. And even Penthouse wouldn't buy it.
But if you had the sex with Rebecca, don't you think like maybe a year later you'd think about it? And just thinking about it, you'd still get a little bit of a hard on?
Well, what's fucked up is that her name is Rebecca on her card, but she goes by Becky. And that's a turn off for me. So, couldn't advance.
Yeah, it's a scary name.
And she saves bus transfers. That's her thing. That's all she does. So, sorry, baby. I save other stupid shit.
Well, we have those two songs that are our things, and I think they're very different in very different situations, but applicable for us. But I think that we came up with an applicable for anyone.
So can you say applicable again?
Applicable. Prowess.
So what Patrick and I did, we sat around in the Hideous Creature Show think tank and thought, what is the fucking hottest song? And we realized that, unfortunately, this one is audibly awesome, but the video is even better.
Yeah, you kind of need video screens.
But and you know what? We played it on like a couple episodes ago, but it's so fucking balls out. I am the best thing in the world. I'm awesome. And you could talk girls into whatever. And you know what? I feel bad playing this to any woman at work right now because it's a pretty hot song.
Ruffle those feathers, June. Ruffle those feathers.
And it's of course David Lee Roth doing Yankee Rose.
What?
What?
You have a guy?
Don't you want to fuck this?
That's a funny one, Dave. Yes. So we're not wrong about this. I will stand by this. NASA put men into the stratosphere. NASA put men and women into outer space. David Lee Roth got people laid for decades. I'm pretty sure David Lee Roth works for NASA in the fuck department.
He put men and women into each other's pants.
I'm positive about this. So for this one, we're at a 4th of July barbecue. And I'm wearing the cutoffs, like the Daisy Duke cutoffs, and a half shirt that says, "What's your problem?" And there's some other dude kind of dressed like me. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, he chose the Bay City Rollers as his prowess song.
Fuck your satin shirt, asshole. Do you hear this? It's the diamond. And then, you know what's awesome is, like, I have a huge bulge in my fucking half shirt jeans.
What's more harder than a diamond? My cock.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, it does. Okay, this part of the song is where lube was invented. Hear how tender this is, Patrick?
Oh my God.
It's a sausage fest tonight.
Wow.
Jenny's not here, so I thought we'd get a little ugly.
Yeah. I'd like to make a statement that any man wearing a beard right now, I'll just look at their face. I'll be like one of those crazy women from the late 60s that had that crazy bush. I'll look at their face and just ask a vagina.
Okay, are we wrong? Johnny, is this not the perfect song? I mean, even if you're joking, if you did this to a girl, I think her pants would fly off. I've done the math. I've had MIT dudes do all kinds of equations on it, and it always ends up pants flying off.
The David Lee Roth algorithm?
Yeah. David Lee Roth 3. Bright lights,
wow.
City lights.
All right. You want, like, bucking broncos? You want, like... you want everything
that's awesome,
on that one.
Right? So that's kind of our... that's our topic of the week. Our the songs of men... Manual prowess? No, that doesn't work. Man prowess.
It's our plumage. We're showing our plumage. We're both single men.
Yeah. So, blah, blah, blah. So why don't we get a movie madness before we jump into fake break, and then we'll move on from there.
Sure. Here's number 4.
Fuck, I'm hard.
There happens to be a lot about me that you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man.
Johnny?
I got nothing.
Do you want 5? Nothing.
You already know it, right?
I know
okay,
what this
okay.
movie is now.
SF Dave, kudos for stumping me.
Well, he stumped me too.
Well, he stumped you last time,
right?
When we used one of his clips for last
right.
time. Did out of curiosity, I know that we've had a couple listeners send in audio clips. SF Dave did not send in files with any data on them, right?
No, he just sent what he does is he sends a zip file, like, and then you open up the file and then it has all the clips, but then there's a reveal folder, like there's a like a PDF file. It's like a text file, and when you open it up, it says it says reveal, and you click it. And then, so if we don't know the movie, he will
I think
tell
you
us.
Revealed it. I think you looked at it.
I didn't look at it. That would be cheating. I'm gonna play number 5.
Okay.
That was exactly what I needed. The royal treatment, so to speak.
I was so stressed out.
No, what I do when I feel like that.
What?
Yes?
I fire a gun.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I go to this little firing range downtown and I
Just pop off a few rounds.
What?
I've never fired a gun before.
Well, you've got to try it. Nothing makes you feel more powerful.
Is that Kathleen Turner?
No. This is not Kathleen Turner.
Is it Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde?
Faye Dunaway? No, it's not her, no. I don't think Faye Dunaway was in Bonnie and Clyde, but it's neither Faye Dunaway.
No, no, I was X-ing it off and moving on.
No, it's not.
One.
No, it's not.
Son of
you
a
want
bitch.
A hint?
No. Okay. I want it naturally.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we're going to divulge last week's douchebag winner. We are going to reveal... Wait, I didn't say that correctly. Rewind. Edit. We are going to reveal last week's douchebag of the week, and then we are going to bring on a whole new slew of douchebags for you. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Third fake break.
Three's a charm.
It's fucking, yeah, it's been hard today. Fake break was good. I hung out on the porch. Heard some woes. Heard some tribulations. Heard some triumphs.
Heard some good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear any movie madness?
I got a chest hair. I didn't hear any movie madness, but I'm going to play one right now for
you. Why don't I get one of those from you, Patrick?
Man, you are one twisted fuck. Nope. I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Ooh. We have Jesse and Johnny Fucker sitting here. Any idea? Can we get another one?
Yep.
Can't just go around doing whatever you feel like. You can't. There are rules in life.
What the fuck? Any idea? Okay. Do you know the actor?
I'm really close.
Okay. Jesse's close.
I
Johnny?
I want one more. Then I'll do one more. Okay. I'll do one more.
I figured you guys might be able to give me some pointers. I need to shape up.
I got it.
Are you looking to just lose weight?
Got it.
Want to have increased strength and flexibility as well.
I want to look good naked.
I don't have the title, but I know the movie.
Then you don't got it, man.
I know, motherfucker.
Then you don't got
it. Oh, it kills me.
Wow. Yeah, I think that probably from that we should go into our DB. I was thinking about this, June. I think the term douchebag is worn out. It's welcome.
I think it's cliche as well.
Can we say douche canoe? The douche canoe of the week? The douche basket?
Okay, this is going to make me sound power hungry.
All right.
But no. Because douche canoe is even worse than douchebag. It still has a connotation right now, and we're going to run it out. And then maybe we'll have like a poll or something to figure out like
how about
what.
A douche tram?
So all of a sudden...
It's on high-powered wheels?
It's in Seattle?
Yeah. That's what it
taking
is.
People?
All right. Let's go do that.
Give Jesse the microphone real quick so he can say it.
The douche super train.
I like it. All right, so let's go into it. Episode 83's douche train of the week.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Actually, before we go into our douchebag of the week for episode 83, we should clean up the mess that was the douchebag of the week for episode 82. We had four
also
candidates.
Also known as episode 81.
Right.
Over and over and over again.
God damn. Don't you feel fucking stupid?
Yep, I do.
You know why? It's because I wrote a number down and we just went for it for a whole fucking show.
Is that
show.
What we did?
Yeah. Over but how did you again? Write it down and I wrote it down? Did I say it?
Yeah, and then it got stuck in our heads.
Blah, blah, blah. So the winner for last week's douchebag of the week is the man that stole the Game Boy out of a kid's funeral coffin by 73% of the votes. And thank you, everybody, for voting. This was we got a bunch of people that voted. It's always nice to see when people come out and show their...
Support their local podcasts.
Show how fucking pissed off they get about people being dicks. Speaking of people being dicks, Patrick, the douchebag of the week for this one I have is the copy is written really horribly, so I'm gonna do a synopsis for it. There's a man and he lives in Texas. And the title of the article is "Man Leaves Wife at Home to Go on Holiday with Dolls."
Dolls, like
you think,
like Raggedy Ann and Andy.
You would think, but unfortunately, it's not.
G.I. Joe.
His name's David Hockey. He went on a retreat. Instead of taking his wife, he took his fucking real life doll.
And, his real life doll.
Yeah. Anybody that doesn't know, there's these dolls that are made for.
Fucking.
No, I was going to say, like, idiots. But, yeah. These dolls are made for people that don't really know. He's got a wife, though. That's kind of fucked up.
And he didn't take her, and he took his real doll.
No, he took his real doll, and he has two kids, and his doll's name... Okay, let's go around the room. Jesse, what do you think is his doll's name?
Dallas?
No.
I'm going with
Rwanda, no.
I'm going with Becky.
No, it's Bianca. Now, Bianca's kind of hot if she was, like, not a fucking doll.
Not made out of plastic?
And by the way, he has a 57-year-old wife, Wendy, who's a retired doctor that evidently doesn't care that Fuckface has taken these dolls on excursions.
She's got a rabbit at home.
Now,
she can catch up on her reading.
One of the things that he does is he rides him around on his motorcycle.
Oh
no! He transports them in a wheelchair. He has 14 of these motherfuckers. He spent $16,000 on taking them out on "quote unquote" dates,
and that doesn't include the cost of buying them. Those things are pricey.
Oh, those things are very pricey. And he has spent 1,270 pounds on lingerie for these dolls.
Wow. Like, he spent 1,000 and something pounds?
Well, he's from England.
Oh, okay.
He, on his latest excursion, he took one of his dolls, Bianca, skydiving.
Was it tandem?
We'll go into that, actually, Johnny. The instructor who jumped in the tandem with her said, "It made a pleasant change to not have someone screaming in his ear." Bianca is evidently kind of mute.
Yeah, she's quiet. She's mm-hmm. a quiet person.
There's a bunch of pictures that we'll post. A filmmaker from Nova in Canada is working on a documentary about the dolls' owners, but claimed his collection is just a hobby.
Yeah, it's just a hobby that I take on vacation with me.
And Fox. Seriously, you're gonna, what the fuck is his wife thinking, or what is he thinking? So who's a douchebag? Is it Bianca?
No.
Because she's too fucking hot?
No. She's her
She's a seductress. That Bianca's hot. You know what's fucked up is she says shit to him that no one ever hears.
Succubus latex fucking charm just rings true with her.
So again... he goes on holiday vacation
with a doll.
With a doll.
Is there any pictures?
Oh, there's tons of pictures. We're going to post this on the Facebook, and we'll put it on our website.
Post the pictures.
But there's one of him drinking a margarita with...
This is like Lady and the Tramp, like two straws.
Hold on. I'm going to turn around so you guys can see a picture. They're having drinks.
Two straws. And she has a little sun hat.
Here's them in the Accord. Just, you know, having fun.
He's like talking.
And then here's on the motorcycle. And then look at, there's Bianca skydiving. What the fuck?
This guy is nuts. Like this, his wife is fucking Looney Tunes.
Well, what if she just was, you know, just kind of one of those marriages where you're like, you know, I'm okay. He's okay. We're in it for money. What the fuck?
The thing that I have a problem with is he obviously, if you look at those pictures, he obviously had someone take those pictures of them, and he probably he probably was like, here, wedding photos on Facebook or vacation photos on Facebook.
No, what's fucked up is that this is actually happening. And what's fucked up is he consummated all this bullshit. He's fucking a doll.
Don't squeeze that doll on the motorbike because some goo is going to come out.
It's
fucked up that he thinks it's okay. Yeah, that's another thing. It's fucked up for his wife.
Yeah, that's...
So, okay, I'm going to say douchebag of the week is because... I don't. Is it his wife? I think it's his wife.
I say it's him.
And Bianca. Bianca is a soft fucking talker, but man, she'll get you out.
She has some responsibilities.
You know, all of a sudden, you know what's funny is if we had Bianca as an interview, all of a sudden we'd be buying her beer. She can't even drink beer, Patrick.
Right.
She'd still be drinking beer.
She was drinking.
We'd be putting down her fake fucking esophagus.
You'd have to put a vacuum cleaner up her ass just to suck it through her mouth.
And you know what would happen? Is she would probably... We would probably fuck her.
Tandem.
It's the only way we could consummate our friendship.
We'd get the DP
going
on.
We have to have it.
You ever see Chasing Amy?
All right. So my douchebag is anybody that fucks a doll.
Right. I think that's great. I'm going to give you a guess. I'm going to give everyone in this room a guess of what state of our great nation this next story comes out of. Take a guess.
Florida.
You got it. Oh,
you're
like batting 1,000. Shane and Christian Crawford. Shane is 33. Christian is 31. They live together at their mother's residence. She's 63 in Bradenton, Florida.
Okay, wait. How old are these fucks?
Shane is 33 and Christian is 31. And they live with their 63-year-old mother in Florida. There was a bad evening. A bad bunch of mojo went down. Witnesses told police Shane was in his room having sex with his girlfriend.
Witnesses? Like, the whole county was there? Like,
it's Florida. Everyone knows
everyone's
business.
Rooting it on, shooting firecrackers.
Have you ever read Peyton's Place? Everyone knows what's going on. Shane was in his room having sex with his girlfriend. This, according to the sheriff's report, resulted in an argument between Shane and Christian because Christian believed his older brother and his girlfriend were making an excessive amount of noise. The pair's verbal disagreement quickly turned physical, and Christian forcefully threw an ashtray at his brother's head.
Do you think it's one of those things where you're not that good at sex to where you just make noise like you know what you're doing? Do you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Have you ever heard people that are fucking so supposedly quote-unquote awesome that they're making all kinds of crazy... Oh, they're breaking the fucking sex noise barrier or something like that?
They're trying to prove to the neighbors
right.
that they're
Check
awesome.
Check us out. Asshole. Right.
Christian had a problem with this because after he threw an ashtray at his brother's head, Shane, his brother, retaliated by punching his brother in the head 5 times.
Not six.
Huh?
Not six
not
times.
Not five.
Okay, not 4 times.
The devil's number.
Yeah,
five.
Jesus.
So the cops showed up and both of the brothers were arrested for domestic battery and booked into the Manatee County Jail. Christian is really pissed off that Shane's getting some pussy.
He's wicked mad.
Because
I didn't even say wicked mad. That
right? Well, you're from fucking
that
New England.
I'm enunciating.
He's wicked mad, dude.
He's a wicked fucking mad, brah.
I think maybe your theory comes in. Christian's like that. My brother doesn't know how to fuck. My brother doesn't know how to fuck. Well, I could fuck her better.
Well, what I'm saying is that like when you don't know how to fuck very good, you try to enunciate your fuck.
You try to overcompensate.
Like kind of when you're a speaker and you use big words to compensate for not making a point.
Right.
So he's
melancholy.
He and she are just like doing this fuck just to.
Right. So who's the douchebag of this story?
Making a point. For this one?
Yeah. Is it Shane, the brother who's fucking his girlfriend, kind of? Because you think there's a little thing like, hey, Christian, guess what I'm doing? You're not.
You got hey, Mom.
You got a night with Red Tube, and I got a real person here. Or is it Christian who's just like, my brother's getting laid. I'm going to go watch hockey.
Turn Jerry Springer up so he can't hear it.
Who's the douchebag? It's hard. It's a hard one to do. It's a 50-50 split.
You know what? I think that they're... I don't know. I mean... This is hard.
Or is it the girlfriend for being too loud? Because you know he was maybe he was like, huh, but she's like, she's screeching, man. She's like Joni Mitchell on fucking speed.
So you think that this is the best sex ever in Florida? And they were just like, check it out.
I bet this girl's got like calls like, ooh, I want to fuck you.
I don't know. I think he's jealous.
I think he's jealous too.
He's jealous that he's like kind of to hand himself.
I think it's Christian.
I mean, how many times before this was he just like giving himself a squeezer? Well, you know, his brother and
how many times was he listening to his brother have sex and that made him give himself a squeezer? He's like, I got an auditory fucking goddamn thing I can work with here.
Or maybe he was not giving himself a squeezer and didn't get to release.
Because he
said tension and threw a fucking ashtray at him.
Right.
So he busted in the room, kicks in the room, throws an ashtray.
So we actually have like we have six douchebags of the week. Is it woman doctor, man who has real doll, Shane who fucking his girlfriend too loud, Christian who doesn't like his brother fucking his girlfriend too loud, or the girlfriend who just
she's not a motorcycle. You can shut her fucking shut her up.
You can make her purr.
Exactly. A purr versus a growl.
Especially
when it pisses off my brother.
She was a squeaker. You know she was. She's like, that's pretty fucking annoying to listen to for fucking 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
Although it probably lasted for about 4. Christian should have had more patience.
Okay, so who's the douchebag?
I say that Christian is the guy who threw the ashtray.
I like the idea of an urban shuriken. Like, that's what he's a ninja. He's an urban ninja. Wham! Hit him in the fucking head. I'm assuming in the head with a fucking
cost
an
lacerations.
Ashtray.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the Marlboro lights that were flying all over the place.
Capri Slims. She had to get her IUD, scoop it up off by the door, and run out.
And Mom's yelling, "Where's my fucking cigarette tray?"
Yeah, pretty much. I think that wraps up our douchebag of the week.
Can you give us some synopsis real quick?
Okay, like, so the douchebags that we have is a man who takes the real doll on vacation instead of his wife.
What a cunt.
Or we have two brothers... In a house of passion, in a den of sin. And
where the fuck is Mom during this whole thing? She's not deaf.
She's watching reality television right now.
Jesus.
Then we have two brothers who got into a fight because one of the brothers was fucking his girlfriend too loud.
So that is a douchebag of the week for episode 83. Let your voice be heard and go on to our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is a douchebag of the week. Patrick? It's okay, Patrick.
I forgot that the video had like this, that written dialogue. Why can't you do something for me?
No, baby, just do it.
Oh, God, this... First half worked out really, really well. Okay, here you go. Here you go, Johnny. And June.
Oh, God! June. I love him!
You like getting nailed by the
Who's the king?
Oh, you are.
Who's the king?
Whoa. And then went into...
Yeah, went into American Woman. All right, you want another one?
Fuck yeah, I want another one.
Don't interrupt me, honey.
Yeah, I got it.
You got,
I got it?
It?
I got it.
You got it?
Let's close out Movie Madness here.
Okay. I'm going to just play one more, because this has the...
One more?
I'll play two more.
Well, I'm sure there have been amazing technological advances in the industry, but surely you must have some sort of training program. It seems unfair to presume I won't be able to learn.
Got it. I got the title, I think, now.
You got it now?
Any idea, Johnny?
I got one more.
It's a great thing when you realize you still have the ability to surprise yourself. Makes you wonder what else you can do that you've forgotten about.
You, no more? You want to reveal?
I got
you want me to reveal?
Yeah, you reveal.
American Beauty.
That's what it is.
What year?
1999.
Great movie. Great film.
I could be wrong about that, but...
So... We are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
We miss you, Jenny.
We miss you, Jenny, and we hope you get all your bridesmaids in a row, and you can figure out what the fuck you're going to wear during your wedding.
Not one bullet lasts for all of them. You line them up, and you listen to them gaggle. You I hope it's good.
You can contact us at our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com and at Facebook. You can also give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at 503-928-7751.
Yeah.
You can listen to the show and download it at our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, or iTunes. If you'd be so sweet to take a couple minutes out of your time to give us a review, a 5-star rating on the iTunes, we'll love you for fucking ever. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt at our website. You can find that under the store icon on our webpage. The best way to support the show, Patrick, is...
To tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Tell
Spread the word. Do what you can. Special thanks this week goes out to SF Dave. We didn't give enough props this week.
We didn't. We were... A little confused.
Thank you for everybody that's donating some money to get our breathalyzer, which is going to be fucking funny.
It's going to be awesome.
Seriously.
Great.
That's going to be... You have to pee, don't you?
I do.
You're doing the wiggle dance. Totally doing the wiggle dance right now. The intro to the show was Old Man Army, Old Man Skate Army, which is a website which... I'm an old man and I skate, so I'm kind of part of that. The outro this week is going to be Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Cherry Bomb.
It's going to be the Runaways doing Cherry Bomb.
No, it's actually Joan Jett.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sorry, I'm such a douchebag.
You know, you're always fucking stomping on me.
I am totally always fucking with everything.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We're going to do another one in about 7 days. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school. Old folks say you're poor little fool. Down the street, on the girl next door. I'm the fox you've been waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. Cherry bomb. Hello, world. I'm your royal girl. Cherry bomb. Stone age love and drink sounds too.
Creature Show.
Cool it or you'll get a knuckle thumper.